Toby, many thanks for joining us here today. Kids Lane here in Middlesex sounds an ideal partnership.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been great to come here, be at Kids Lane for the first time, and yeah, almost blown over, I guess, by sort of the enormity of the setup here, and also I think it's just sort of the message that it's sending out. So having that sort of fun element, everyone's here, looks like they've got a big smile on their face, mixing that with sort of, I guess, fun and educational values is excellent, and hopefully the cricket ties in with that really well. Kids down there sort of playing, participating, some, you know, for the first time, others at different levels, so it's great to see, and yeah, hopefully sort of it's a real success here and can really engage, you know, a younger generation in this area to sort of come here and explore the sport, really.
You've been downstairs, haven't you, playing with them?
Yeah, absolutely. A few guys putting me to shame down there. So, yeah, it's amazing how far they sort of learned to hit it at a young age. But no, great to see. I mean, like you said, when you watch young kids playing sport, all you want to see is guys, you know, running around, having fun, smiles on faces. That's what engages, I think, you know, when you're starting out in any sport. So to have a facility here inside this, you know, Kidzania complex, if you like, is great, because I think there's plenty of opportunity here for all these children to come in and access, you know, a sport which hopefully sort of, you know, is to their liking and can maybe sort of look to take that further.
Just quickly going back to yourself, stress factor you had at the back. How have you, the operation, you had an operation?
No operation. Just a bit of rest, okay. Rest and recuperation to start with. And yeah, I think, you know, the signs have showed that the bone's healing nicely. So we've been able to sort of step up our efforts a little bit and bowling and a lot of gym work to just sort of get back to, you know, the sort of strength values that we had before, so yeah, fingers crossed we can keep progressing that.
how do you feel in your own mind? Are you, you know, fitness wise, do you feel
good actually? Good? It's been I suppose the last sort of two three weeks it's been nice to feel like there's a real development in sort of my capabilities, if you like, being able to, like I mentioned, step up that, you know, the bowling and as well as sort of the gym starting to really have a nice effect. So yeah, I'm moving nicely, feel really good. So hopefully that's sort of a sign of things going in the right direction and can stay that way. And yeah, look to sort of, I guess, target maybe some cricket in the new year and we'll wait and see what that is, really, for me.
The injury came at the wrong time, because obviously we could be talking to you by phone now. Yeah. In Australia, we're not, unfortunately. I mean, that must have been a huge disappointment for you.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. It was a tricky sort of couple of weeks, I guess, you know, sort of combining that with Middlesex sort of at the end of the season going down. Yeah, it posed a few troubling scenarios, but It's one of those things, I guess. Yeah, timing definitely wasn't ideal, but it's part of the game, I guess. When you've, you know, been, as I have, sort of relatively injury free for a sort of longer period, if you like, it's yeah, you always feel like maybe there's sort of something coming. So yeah, frustrating, but you always hope that, you know, these things sort of offer you an opportunity to, I guess, sort of come back a little bit stronger than you were before, both sort of physically and mentally, and yeah, if you need it, an extra drive to sort of get back and hopefully compete and sort of be knocking on the door of the national team again.
In the back of your mind, are you always going to have this fear now with, you know, bowling wise, injuries, etc.? You mentioned that you haven't, to be fair, you've had a good track record, haven't you, with injuries?
Yeah, no, I think also the good thing is with our time scale is there's plenty of time for me to build up and to really sort of, you know, work not just on the physical side of bowling but the technical side, and the two tie in nicely. So I think you know, we're in a good place with that. I think we've got plenty of time to build that up, and I don't see any problems in me sort of, you know, once I'm at the top of my mark, there's not really much stopping me getting to the crease. So yeah, I don't think there'll be too many problems with that.
As in last season, disappointment for Middlesex, because prior to that, obviously county champions, deservedly so. But cricket's a funny old game, isn't it? And that can happen.
Yeah, definitely can. I think it's been a time for a lot of us to reflect on things. You know, it's interesting because it's very easy to write that, you know, the side got complacent, and it's not that at all. We simply didn't play good enough cricket. And that's something which has really sort of, I suppose, hurt and frustrated a lot of a lot of the squad, and I think, you know, we owe it to ourselves, I guess, to really address that in the winter, and I think really sort of get, you know, a strong fire for the new season. And Division 2 is going to hold its difficulties as well, so we need to make sure that we're ready to tackle whatever comes our way there, and hopefully get ourselves back up to Division 1.
It's going to be a challenge for you, isn't it, Division 2 cricket?
Oh, certainly. I think it's really important that we approach, you know, the season in the right way, and sort of don't feel like things are just going to click into place. I think we've really got to make sure that we're sort of going to hit the ground running and really sort of show everyone that we're there to sort of play and mean business. So there's a lot of time before then as well, which guys can, you know, get their training done, and I suppose, you know, get their time away from the game to get right. But yeah, we've got a big challenge ahead, and I think it's one that should actually excite the guys, being able to get back up to Division 1 and then target sort of, you know, really, we all enjoyed that success the year before, and we've got to make sure that we sort of put ourselves in a position to do that again.
And just finally, take you back to that Test debut. What an amazing Test debut. That's kind of stay in your mind forever, is it not?
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, don't forget it too soon. It was a really, really special day. Something which you obviously, in the back of your mind, you always hope that you go well and at least sort of show that you sort of fit in that environment. So it really helped me in terms of just a confidence boost, feeling like you're sort of there and sort of, you know, moving forward in that series and into the West Indies Test matches, that you're sort of can be a part of this attack, and yeah, you try and take a lot of confidence from that. So certainly enjoyed the day, and it would be nice to think that there's going to be some more opportunities to do more of the same in the future.